Hi, my name is Fred Dodsworth. It's March 25th, as I recall, and the year 2025, and you are now listening in on the National Finance Committee's first meeting under the new elected officers. Aki Tanaka is our secretary. Aki, would you please call the roll?
Sure. Yeah, Christine Averroes. Panchi.
Present.
Okay, Alan's here. Lyndon Foley?
He's on the way.
Okay. Steve Kukala?
Here.
Yes, he's here. R. Paul Martin?
Here.
Okay. Maida Brazen?
I'm here.
Maida is here. Jane Sagerton?
Here.
James is here. Dennis Williams?
Here.
Dennis is here. Michael Woodson?
Michael Woodson is here.
Okay. And Fred Douglas?
Is here. And Linda Susan? Is joining us.
I'm here.
Susan Young?
Susan Young is here.
Okay. And is Stephanie here?
Here.
Okay. So, only one is Lyndon back?
Yes.
Good yes, day. Hello, I'm here, Aki.
And then Christine Abos is still not here?
Is not.
He's not. I'm going to text her right now.
Okay, so we'll get a call. Yeah.
Okay, let us talk about the agenda. The agenda for today, everybody has received, I assume. We have a call to order at 8:30 Eastern Time. Roll call is done. We approve the agenda. Approve the minutes from February 24th of 2005. Actually, I'm hoping that we can just approve them, and if there's any problems, people will notify it. We don't need to argue about it here. And then we have the ED report, 30 minutes. A request to look at KPFA is probably going to be postponed until April. We're trying to establish a schedule that the ED can anticipate for unit budgets. And we're going to set our NFC meeting dates for 2025. There's a proposal regarding timely financial reporting, see appendix, and discuss agenda items for future sessions.
Chair, this is James. May I be recognized?
Yes, you certainly can.
Yeah, I have a point of order, actually two of them. The first one is that the chair of the board is not a member of this committee. And that's
you know what? I'm going to call that out of order. And we
Fred, have addressed
that issue.
Statement.
I am calling you out of order.
You can't call me out of order until I finish my statement.
I can and I did, and I'm going to mute you if you continue. Do you have something else that's not having to do with an issue that we have already beaten to death several times over?
A continuing breach is always eligible to be
no,
brought up.
No, I'm asking you if you've got anything else. Otherwise, we're going to move on.
I do have something else. I have a second
Please
one.
Let us know.
I noticed that we're meeting by Zoom, and correct me if I'm wrong, I may be, but I don't remember this committee ever voting on that.
We did last year.
Okay.
NFC voted on this last year?
Yes,
you know what?
It did.
You're arguing now with the chair. You're arguing with the now with our chair.
I'm arguing with the chair.
Please, she answered your question. Your question's been asked and answered, James. I will not tolerate these kind of interminable interruptions.
Bully much, Fred?
R. Paul for stack.
Please, Mr. Martin.
Okay. I have some suggested amendments for this particular agenda. One, in the item approve minutes January 24th, 2025 to change the date to February 25th, 2025 because that's when those minutes are for.
Okay, my agenda says February 24th. Let's change it to 25. That's easy.
Yeah. Well, okay. I have three parts to this. I have three
keep going.
Amendments. To set the adjournment time to 10:15 p.m. Eastern. And, I'll do all three and then I'll motivate the whole thing. And third, to move, set the NFC meeting dates for 2025 to after approved minutes. Now, The first one is obvious. The second one, to set an adjournment time. We need an adjournment time. Otherwise, we could end up, you know, having a problem where we're going to be here for hours and hours and hours. And it's a problem. Having an adjournment time also means that we look at it and we speed things up. And finally, about moving the, setting meeting dates up. This is a deal where this is the last meeting we have set. And if we set it, early in the meeting, we'll get to it. It gets done. It should take very little time and that'll get done. Otherwise, we're liable to have a lot of back and forth and discussion about this, that, and the other thing. And we could end up going in too late and screw it up. So those are three amendments of mine.
I thank you for your amendments. Is there any discussion about our poll suggestions? Hearing no discussion, we're going to take those up as you suggested. Okay, so that means, let me go back to our new approved.
Mr. Chair?
What's that?
Let me ask that you say, are there any objections?
I thought I did.
No.
Okay, well, are there any objections to this? Oh, God, I swear I said that. And I said, hearing no objections, we're going to accept. So, excuse me for hallucinating. so we are now looking at, we've agreed to set the time certain for adjournment. Let's move the agenda item for future sessions right now to the forward, the front. Okay, does anybody wish to speak to that?
Well, wait, I said after the approval of minutes.
Does anybody object to the approval? What? Oh, God.
I move to approve the minutes of the February 25th.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. When I said a moment ago, can we approve the minutes as they are? And if you've got an objection, let us know afterwards offline. We don't need to spend 5 minutes discussing last issue's minutes.
Well, we don't know that because we haven't got a chance.
No, we do know that. I know that.
I move approval of the minutes.
Okay.
So seconded. Do I hear a second? It doesn't require.
I have seconds. It doesn't require one, but
all. Doesn't require a second. Okay. Can we just, are Paul.
Or a motion.
James.
Is there any objection?
Hearing no objection, that is approved. I really hope this is not how this is going to proceed. So let's discuss agenda items for future sessions. That's 30 minutes.
No, wait.
That's what you wanted to move up.
No. What I said was to move up setting the meeting dates.
No, my apologies. You're correct. I grabbed the wrong thing. Can we speak to that? Who would like to speak to what dates you would like to meet? How often?
I make a motion that we meet 2 times a month, the first Tuesday and the third Tuesday. I make that motion.
All right. R. Paul for stat?
R. Paul, go ahead and speak.
All right. I would make an amendment to that to make the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. And the reason I made that is because that's the way we've been doing it for literally a couple of decades at this point. And it works that way. If we need to fill in one, we can fill them in. We do that plenty of times.
Is there any opposing discussion regarding moving it to the second and fourth week? Hearing none. So moved, so accepted. So now we have now set that. Do we want to set specific stations and items that we want to address on that?
I don't understand that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
ma'am. Mr. Chair? Sure. I would suggest that the discussion of what we can address when is something, a conversation we should have with the executive director, because it has to do with national office and station capacity.
Okay. Anybody objection moving to the directly to the director's report?
Oh, okay. Well, I have a question on this. Okay. So we have then passed the meeting dates. and it's going to be second and fourth. Is that it?
Did we not pass that?
It sounded to me like we definitely passed the amendment, but we did not. I don't think we passed the motion as amended.
Steve Kalaka made a suggestion that we would try to run this as a conversation rather than motions and seconds and discussions. Hearing no objection.
Well, I'm suggesting we run it the way Robert's Rules of Order says to run it.
I sent you copies of Robert's Rules of Order.
Yeah.
Not your memory.
Hey, Paul, don't laugh at him. Rude.
So, what we need to do, though, is make sure we all agree on things. Otherwise, believe me, I've seen that sort of stuff before, and 2 months from now, we will have a huge
orders of the day. Orders of the day. Is there any objection to the
point of order, Chair? Point of order.
Orders of the day takes precedent of your point of order.
The speaker complete his statement before people start jumping all over.
Actually, orders of the day, like call the member to order, takes precedent. James? So, can we hear from, I assume we've agreed that we're all meeting on the 2nd and the 4th Tuesday. I now suggest that we move to the executive director.
I'm going to challenge the ruling of the chair.
Please.
Let's have a vote.
Let's go straight to a vote. Everyone who supports James Sarrington's continued interruptions, please say,
point of order, Mr. Chair.
I'm not going to play nice, guys. I'm not going to play nice. I'm dealing with you guys.
You're not going to play
for
by
3 years.
I can see
leave.
That.
James, you don't like it? Leave.
Once you have passed the amendment, you have to vote again on the main motion. It's standard procedure. It's basic 101.
He just did, James.
You don't
yes,
listen,
but there was
James.
Any objection to the main motion. Listen.
That's what I heard.
Paul raised the point that he wasn't sure that that had happened.
That's not his, your issue to complain about. Mm-hmm. Now, are
Go
we
ahead,
all
it's your,
agreement?
It's your rodeo, boss. Go ahead.
Oh, piss off, James.
Oh, and that's good.
This is why nothing ever gets done. It's because WBAI consistently interrupts everybody with pointless orders, pointless points of orders, pointless.
Or maybe things don't get done because people try
to
railroad things.
So I'm moving forward. We're now moving to the executive director's report. Stephanie, sorry that.
Okay. No problem. I was just going through my calendar and writing dates of the 2nd and the 4th weeks. So we can just kind of determine reviewing the station's budgets, the current budgets, and then also determining, which I think we were going to discuss in this meeting. I may be wrong though. The deadline or when we're going to start looking at budgets for the upcoming for the next fiscal year. But as mentioned earlier, we need just a little more time for KPFK's review. Terry did send over some information to Myla, but we don't have all of the information that's necessary. And I do want to be able to have us meeting prior to us discussing the budget with the program director, general manager, and then also the treasurer, and then also our business manager, and then some of the we do have in the business management office one full-time person and then two part-time people, and where it's one of the part-time persons, we're putting them out to help with the stations in their business for the stations that don't have business managers. So I want to be able to have a meeting with all those people prior so we can put together notes and thoughts and plans and budget narratives and things like that. So when we do present to the board or to the National Finance Committee, we'll have better information in front of us. So the next, on April 22nd, which is a month from now, give or take, we could be ready to present with KPFK. I'm sorry, I'm looking at my calendar at the same time. We have another meeting on April 15th, No. April 8th. If we have the ability to put something together and present it prior to April 8th, I will let people know, but I also want to get all the financials and the information to be presented to the NFC at least a week in advance. So I don't think that we would be ready just because we're still focusing so much on the, our priority right now, our taxes and the audit. And that's pretty much taking the full time of our staff members in the, with the business manager. So to be realistic, I would say that we would definitely be ready by April 22nd to discuss and review KPFK's financials to date and then looking forward. So the goal then will be to have everything to the NFC to review by the week of the 14th. So then that gives everybody, I'm just writing notes down, that gives everybody a chance to take a good look at it. So it's not, you know, you're not looking at it an hour before the meeting starts. So the goal is, I'm sorry, I'm just writing down 1 week prior. So the goal is, as we go through each of the NFC meetings, we can focus on the different stations with the same thing as sending out that information at least 1 week prior. So again, everybody can have a good chance to review, and that will also include a budget narrative because, again, everybody kind of looks at numbers differently. Some people do well with spreadsheets, and some people do better with narratives. So in addition to having the notes columns that we usually have on budgets that I put out, we'll also do a narrative so people can better understand that. So as we go through, there are some stations that will probably, we could probably be, do two at one time during the meetings, but the affiliates is pretty straightforward. And they always make good presentations. KPFT is pretty straightforward as well. But I don't know what order y'all want to take a look at things. Is that something we want to figure out now? But if we do KPFK on the 22nd, we could do, WPFW on May 13th. We could do maybe... we can just move across the country. WBAI again on the 27th of May. We could do KPFT we could do KPFT on the 10th. We could do the affiliates on June 24th. Then that leaves KPFA maybe on July 8th, July 22nd, we can do the national office and the archives. Did I cover everybody? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, 1, 2. Am I missing somebody? No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. So that's 8 different units. So that means that by the time we reach the beginning of August, we will have already kind of taken a look at the financials, made any adjustments that we need to make, get a better understanding of how things are going. And then as we move into August, September, we can then start looking in the months of August and September for the budgets for fiscal year 25.
Could you run those dates again? Yeah. I was trying to write them down.
Yeah, I was writing them down as we're going too. So I have us reviewing KPFK on April 22nd. Reviewing WPFW on May 13th. WBAI on May 27, KPFT June 10th, the affiliate network June 24th, KPFA July 8th, the National Office and the Archives on July 22nd, and then we'll start discussing and reviewing, hopefully presenting budgets for fiscal year 25 during August and September. And if we have all of our ducks lined up, I know last year we were able to get a couple of those budgets, done. You know, I may be wrong, but I seem to remember there was one time we did two in one day in one meeting because we had enough prep work prior. So again, the goal is to get all of the information to everybody 7+ days in advance of the meeting. So everybody has a good opportunity to look at it. Or if anybody has any questions, they can call me or Markeisha or the general manager or the business manager if the station has one and discuss some of those questions prior to us having the meeting. So then that way we can save some time when we start reviewing things. So again, if there's any changes, obviously changes can be made, but I'll just put that down as my schedule and then let all the stations know that's what we will be doing.
That's great. Steve has got his hand raised.
He answered my question.
Oh, good. There was another question that somebody brought up online, and I really am hoping that we can do a lot of our work off Zoom online. And they want to actually talk about the NES, the National Election Supervisor, and look at the budgeting that we've got for that, how that money is being spent. Where can we fit that in?
Well, we don't have an election that's this year. I mean, that's something that we would be discussing for next year's budget. There's an election in 2025. So that would be money that would be put into that. In each of the budgets, the national office has covered the cost of the elections since I've been here. In the budgets, I have put in the budgets that were presented this year, there was a line item for elections, and I had plugged in, and the same comment was in all of the notes, $5,000 for each station, just to kind of give the stations an idea, and particularly the finance committees at the stations and the LSBs and people that look at those budgets, that the elections do have a cost associated with them, and it roughly has, you know, been anywhere. The last year, I think, was one of the least expensive at $62,000. Don't quote me on that. It may have been $58,000. But, you know, just to let people know that the elections do have a price tag associated with them. But for the last couple of years, when there is an election, it's completely absorbed and reflected in the national office budget.
Mr. Linden, you have your hand raised.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
We're going to be reviewing the station's finances, so we're going to have some actuals to look at.
Yes.
Do you know, have an approximate date for the first quarter of 25s coming out?
I do not. And one of the things I'm going to do is also just have more representation from the business manager at these meetings because she's better involved day to day with the finances. And I don't want to step on her toes or answer for her when there are things that they're working on. I don't have a date. As I said, our priority right
okay.
now is the audit yeah. prep. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, if we had 6 months of actuals, for KPFT on June 10th, and we could really look at something. But if we don't have anything, then.
Oh, that's the thing. We have to have the actuals prior to looking at them, you know, even for KPFK, we have to have those.
Right. Otherwise, you're just.
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
Shooting in the sky or something. Okay.
Thank Are you. We going to get those actuals? And do we have a date when we expect those actuals?
Well, I want to give everything to everyone at least 1 week prior to the meeting.
Okay, so 1 week prior to the meeting is what we have agreed to for actuals. Steve's right. got his hand up.
Thank you. So we could put out the actuals for whoever's coming first.
Correct.
You know, work on WPFW, WBA. I don't know if they were second, third, but whatever. And then, you know, okay, so give us, Correct. You know, give us yeah. our actuals. If you can give us our actuals, you know, well, as soon as the first quarter comes out, which ought to be soon, I would think. And if the second quarter, if that were possible, that would be great because then we'd really have something to look at. Okay, so, you know, I suggest that in the past, you know, if there's one group holding things up, don't hold up the rest of all the other units just because one group is, you know, behaving badly. Thank
Still
you.
Managed. Steve, your hand is up.
Yeah. I didn't know what point in the meeting to bring this up, so I'll just bring it up now. the FDIC loan, I don't understand why that doesn't get managed in the budget. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's a continuing debt. We know that it exists. We have to pay it. Why don't we have it in the budget? I was listening to the WBI Finance Committee meeting, and I heard some conversation about office rent and that they have an agreement to pay some amount lower than asked. That type of thing has got us into trouble in the past. So do we have a written lease agreement for office space in New York, or are we relying on a handshake again?
We are not relying on handshake. We have been negotiating, not even negotiating, but having discussions regarding the space there. And the most recent agreement, and I've had conversations with the new building owners the day that they purchased the building. I called them just to say congratulations on the property and blah, blah, blah. So we've been going back and forth with discussions over the building. And there's been quite a few different discussions of them. It's a great group of people to work with. But there's been discussions of at one point asking us to be the managers of the building because we did some, of the air conditioning repair work, there. And then we've had a lot of discussions as to what the relationship actually is and office space and getting access to an office that we hadn't had access to before. And it's a good, it's a good relationship. And we have been paying money to them based upon original conversations that we had with the cost. They had continued the cost of the rent was the same as it had been prior. And so what we've been paying is roughly $2,500. The agreement has been going back and forth between myself and the building manager and the general manager. We've all had conversations. The most recent version should be in my inbox tonight. And then I'm having a phone conversation with the property managers and building owners tomorrow, and then we should be signing everything off.
So we will
not working on a handshake, but we're working on a unfinalized agreement. But there's just been a few things we want to tweak. You know, like we don't want to be responsible for the air conditioning. We don't want to be responsible for pest control. You. There's just certain things that we want to make sure that are in the agreement.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike.
Hey, Steve, can we move on? Because we've got to finish this before we run out of time. So, Thomas Chase, please.
Thank you. And thanks, Stephanie, for the report. I'm sorry.
Steve's having some sound problems. I'm going to mute him and, he'll come back at some point. Thomas, please go ahead.
Okay. Stephanie, just a quick question on the election budget line item. We have money in the 25 budget, you said, and I've been wondering about that, but we're not going to have an election. Can we just assume we're not going to spend $5,000?
Correct.
This year?
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Susan Young has Myla has a question.
I think Susan was before me. I don't know.
You're up on the chart, so I'm going to
go ahead.
I know, but let Susan go. I'm not quite ready.
Okay, Susan.
Sure. Okay. Stephanie, we have all expressed a lot of frustration about availability of financials and so forth. You have explained to us in the past what our staffing is and the transition from NIDA, where we couldn't pay them in 2022, to internal staff. Would you be kind to discuss capabilities that we have, how we're filling in, and what the priorities have got to be for Markeisha and the extra assistance that we've engaged?
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating to me as well. It's frustrating to Markeisha as well, not to have the financials in a timely manner. But we really are working with a staff of what's equivalent to two, as I said earlier, two full-time people. We have one full-time person and then two part-time people, and they are serving as business managers. Well, Marquise had been serving as a business manager to pretty much every station. WKPFA has their own business manager. But our priority, because we were behind on the taxes and the audit, really has been the taxes and our audit. And it's, the transition from NEDA. NEDA did a great job when they were working with us, but, you know, they had a very large staff, you know, their own accounting system to process our information. And so the transition from NEDA to, just us doing it with one person, has been extremely difficult, more difficult, I think, than I had originally anticipated or any of us had originally anticipated. So really, again, our priority is just making sure that we get everything that's necessary for the taxes. It's taken almost a week, if not two, to do intercompany, all the account reconciliations, and even in just an email that I received today from the staff that's working on it, they, you know, made a comment that, you know, the work had been much, how did they say? It says that the transactions with the stations are a bit complex, and it's really taking so much time to analyze and reconcile some of the transactions. The problem is really how a lot of the original transactions were recorded without any sort of logical indications of the nature of the important journal entries that they posted. They are hoping that as they move forward to the other stations to reconcile, that we will not take so much time to analyze these efforts, but we are trying to speed up the recons as we know we have a lot of other projects to do. So, you know, it is just a constant work. And, you know, I apologize for not having the financials. It's frustrating to me as well. But once we get past the hump, and I'm hoping by the time we get into the meat of looking at all of the other stations, we will have already finished off the 2023 990s. And then the accounting firm will be taking over with the auditing process. So it's been just more complex. And
have one follow-up question. Stephanie, would you please explain what we transferred from and what Great Plains, how many people know Great Plains? How much backup do we have? Great Plains is the accounting software we have.
Not everyone is very familiar with Great Plains. I'm not familiar with it. I don't even have the ability to log in. So it is a very big learning curve. We have brought in some people just as kind of a trial run with little tests on working on Great Plains. And we've had some people that we've been wanting to hire to help just with part time. And it's been too complex and they've backed off. They've backed away. So, yeah, it's not the simplest, and I've said this before, it's not the simplest thing to do. But again, maybe once we get through what we need to do, because I don't want to change our programs or what we're any sort of application right now in the midst of this. But once we get everything done with our taxes and the audit, then maybe we can at that point discuss about finding something easier. And our audit firm agreed that they will help us in that search.
James Sagerton is next, but I was hoping you could actually give us a rough date when we can move to a software system that actually we know how to use.
No, I can't.
Okay. James, you're next.
Thank you, Chair. Stephanie, by the way, I just want to say I agree that Great Plains is more or less a dinosaur, and I don't believe it's supported anymore. So the sooner we move from that, the better. I wanted to ask about the $220,000+ bequest that came to WBAI, I think in around June of 2024, which we don't seem to be able to find in the financials. It doesn't seem to be in the consolidated. I asked the chair, I asked the general manager of WBAI if he knew where we could find that in the accounting, and he said he didn't know. Can you point us to where that would be?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I know when that came in, I don't know it right off the top of my head. The majority of it was used to cover and pay off the outstanding balance of the tower, and then also to pay off, health benefits and also past due salaries for a lot of the, union staff that needed to have an increase and they were due a substantial increase, I think, over the last couple of years that we weren't following the union contract. But yeah, I can get that. That breakdown won't be a problem. I mean, in fact, it was brought to my attention after the meeting of WBAI. And so I brought that up with Markeisha if we could have a breakdown. And she said, yeah, that's no problem at all. Because whenever big funds come in like that, it is listed as a major gift because we don't have a line item for bequests. So she said, whenever we get anything that is a bequest or is a restricted, which is how I view requests, bequest money, we have a very detailed breakdown for that.
Thank you, Stephanie. I just wanted to add that I think we understand how it was used. We just don't see it in the accounting. So that's the question. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. No problem.
Myla, you're up.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Stephanie. And I totally agree. It's really important to have the information a good week in advance so that we have time to look it over prior to the meeting. When do you anticipate having the taxes and the audit in place, that information, so that we can move on to getting up to date with our actuals or getting closer to up to date?
Well, you know, I'm not involved in the day-to-day aspects of what's needed to put together our taxes and our audit. I'm in conversations with the audit firm when there's things that need to be signed or if there's information that's needed. I'm CC'd on all of those, but I'm not involved in the day-to-day number crunching. Our fiscal year 22 990s were filed on the 13th of February with the IRS, and also we needed to file it also with the California, with the Secretary of State's office, because we have to do an annual registration renewal form. And so we did the annual registration renewal form for fiscal year 22 and fiscal year 23, even though the 990s haven't been filed yet for fiscal year 23. But those I think should be ready pretty soon, because just from the email chatter, it looks like they're close to being on their way. And then once that is done and the filing of those with the IRS, I used to have to send them. I mean, I FedEx them off, but they're completed and signed and such by the accountant. And then once that's finished, then they start the auditing process. I would think just historically, I think it's taken close to, I mean, once it's in the auditor's hands, I think it's 2 to 3 months possibly to get those done, maybe more, but that's out of our hands at that point. That's in the auditors. So once they start it, then that frees up the folks that we have that are working with Markeisha.
Exactly.
I don't have an exact date, you know, but we're making progress.
Great. That is great. And it is frustrating for all of us. Thomas Chase forwarded to the committee, and I did as well, a proposal that Kamau Harris, who is an accountant, was on this committee last year. He put together some kind of a financial calendar for us that we would have. Did you happen to see that?
No. I know,
it's an appendix to the agenda today, and I will be discussing it later, and I hope you'll be around for that discussion. And did you receive the agenda with the appendices?
I received the agenda, and I have the I didn't receive the final one. No. Okay. I don't get any mailings for committees. So
it went out fairly late. So perhaps you'll have an opportunity to stay with us while we have that discussion about how we might kind of bring our actuals, or you know, the goal is to have numbers that we can use in real time, or, you know, we haven't seen the profit and loss statements for the stations since the last one was September of 2024. So we're months behind. And I would really like to see things released on a monthly basis, not necessarily on a quarterly, so that we don't have to wait for the quarter to end to see the profit and loss statements for each month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the most helpful. Yes.
Stephanie, I have a question. A number of people have wanted to have Markeisha talk to us. Is that something we can arrange?
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm going to talk to her about attending these meetings. And no offense to anybody on the meetings, no offense to anybody that's been a part of any committees. It's been sometimes difficult, for staff members to attend late night meetings. So I try to, not have to have them commit to that on a regular basis. And even if it's not staff members, but, you know, we had difficulties with, Netta, with our auditors, you know, attending some of these meetings, and they were held differently, or the meetings that were different than other meetings that they had been to before. So I'm trying to be kind. So I want to make sure that, you know, if I'm asking a staff member to be a part of, you know, of a meeting that's an additional 2 to 3 hours of their workday, that we can then compensate with them being able to start later the next day, or taking some time off prior to the meeting to rest and relax and be with their family before adding another 3 or 4 hours to their workday. But yes, the goal is to get her in because she has more answers to the financials than I do.
The goal is to have these NFC meetings much briefer.
And they are brief. I do give you credit for that. Last year, they, you know, the same thing. They were great. When you guys say they're done at 7, they're done at 7. And I do greatly appreciate that.
Great.
Hey, Fred.
Yes, sir.
It's 30 minutes is up on the EUD port.
Thank you. So let us move the agenda. Let me get over here and look at the agenda. Okay. We need a report, a proposal regarding timely financial reporting. I think we kind of covered that. And we've discussed the agenda items for future sessions.
I had a question. How much does Stephanie think it would cost to produce monthly reports? I thought Netta costs us $300K a year. So I want people to be real. We could wish for unicorns, but.
You care to answer that question, Stephanie?
At least 2 more full-time people in the finance department, because we're also one of the things, it's not just finance, but we don't have an HR department. So that's Markeisha and myself, that handles any sort of, grievances, that handles all health insurance, that handles, transfers of life insurance. It handles all union issues, any sort of union grievance, any new employee coming in, any employee going out, unemployment. So all of that, all HR, health benefits, and financials are all just handled by the two of us.
Okay. I'm going to note that Susan has put two things in the chat, and one of them is that the Stephanie should be on the list, and I will do that. I'm not familiar with IO, but I'm sure I can put you on the list. And the other thing that Susan raised, and it certainly speaks to my experience on boards of directors, is that it is our job as members of the board of directors to look for people to help support the network, to look for people to donate, to look for people to give money to the network so that we can do this. And I would like to remind everybody that this is not just so we can feel good about, you know, our title. This is actually, we're here to make the network survive. And what makes the network survive is called cash. And all of us should look to the people that we have in our community who have cash, who might be willing to donate some. And I am now in a position where I am willing to reach out to some people I know that I was not willing to reach out to previously because I was not convinced that it was a good investment. But, One of our big donors for a long time is a personal friend of mine, and I am going to reach out to them. I encourage everybody else to do so as well. It is really critical in these very strange times that we have a national radio station grouping that can speak to the difficulties that we are now suffering. I see Susan Young, James Haggerton's hands up, and possibly... Okay, Susan's a residual.
That's a legacy, Fred. I'll take it down.
Mr. Chair, do you see my hand up?
Yeah, Arpaul, you're next.
Now?
You're next, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. I would then, would people object if I made a motion to put the executive director on the NFC mailing list? Because I think it would be good. In the past, we've done it, but we need a motion to do it, okay? So I move that.
And Susan's got her hands up, and I think she's offering a second. Is there any discussion on this? Is there any objection to this? Hearing no discussion and no objection, we have so moved, and our executive director will be put on the list. Glory be. I don't know what we've got left on our agenda. We seem to have covered everything fairly well. Is there anything that anyone would like to discuss or talk about?
I would like to discuss.
Yes.
Okay. Raise your hand so I can recognize you each. Okay. I see two hands up, and I saw Susan's hand up for a minute. I see Myla's hand up and Steve's hand up. And Tom's hand up and Susan's hand up. So Myla, please unmute.
And our Paul.
Our Paul, I didn't. Now I see him, but he's further down the line. Go ahead, Myla.
I would like to discuss the recommendations made by Kamau Harris sent to this committee. And I'm wondering if they might be shared.
I can put them on screen if that would help.
And Stephanie, I could forward it to you so that you can.
I've already forwarded it.
I have received, two emails. So people are being kind.
Under Microsoft Word. Okay. I'm going to just move down to Kamala Harris. I'm going to put it page return here. Insert page break. Okay. So now we are looking at the page on the right, which is Pacific Foundation closed process proposal by Kamau Harris.
Can you make it
bigger?
No, yeah. So that we can see one page and it's larger.
Yeah, how's great. That?
Much better.
When everybody is ready, I'll move down, I'll scroll down.
Well, you know, for... there are people on the stream who aren't seeing this.
Okay, why don't you read it, Myla?
So I will read it. And this is submitted by Kamau Harris. Pacifica Foundation Financial Close Process Proposal. Situation. The Pacifica Foundation is a nonprofit organization consisting of five radio broadcasting stations, KPFA in Berkeley, KPFK in Los Angeles, KPFT in Houston, WBAI in New York, and our Jazz and Justice station, WPFW in Washington, D.C., and affiliates each managing finances locally, consolidated by a national office. Currently, there are no financial...
Foundation.
Yeah, I got. Thank you. Currently, there are no foundation-wide processes in place ensuring timely reporting of financial activity on a monthly, quarterly, annual basis. So, next reader.
Background. As of the date of this assessment, the foundation last reported consolidated financial activity as of June 30th, 2024. A full 6 months of activity have yet to be presented to the local station board, National Finance Committee, Pacific Coast National Board, or membership. In addition, several delegates and directors have expressed concern with the PNO's inability to produce timely profit and loss statements.
Now, let me just say, Fred, that we have received financials for the period ending September 30th. So that statement needs to be updated.
Okay, well, that's fine. Steve, you want to read the next thing? It starts with assessment.
No, I'm not reading
it. Okay, Thomas, do you want to read the next thing? It starts with assessment.
No, not really. I'm okay with where we were with, you know, Stephanie laid out a process, and I could see us really digging into this
right
after the 990s are submitted and they're back on track.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's the recommendations, I think, that are most important.
Okay, you want to go to the recommendations?
Okay, so here's what Kamau is recommending. In order to facilitate the timely reporting of financial activity, the following monthly financial close process should be implemented. On business day 5, all transactions from each station and affiliates for the previous month should be submitted to the Pacifica National Office for evaluation and general ledger account coding. And then the second step would be on business day 8, questions and concerns about any transactions from the stations or affiliates should be submitted by the Pacifica National Office to the management of each station, including the treasurer of the local station board, for response to be submitted to the Pacifica National Office no later than business day 10. Number 3, step 3, would be that on business day 12, the Pacifica National Office would issue a preliminary profit and loss statement for review by station management. The fourth step would be business day 14. Station management would business day 14. Station management would finalize review and sign off on the profit and loss statements. The fifth step, business day 15, the Pacifica National Office would issue consolidated profit and loss statements to the National Finance Committee for review. And the sixth step would be that the National Finance Committee would bring consolidated profit and loss statements to the floor for review and approval at the next regular meeting after business day 15. Oh, we've got 7 is snuck in there. And 7 is that the Pacifica National Board would bring consolidated profit and loss statements to the floor for review of the National Board for review and approval at the next regular meeting after the National Finance Committee had already approved the profit and loss statements.
Great. I still see hands from a number of people, but I kind of want to make a statement before we go on. I love this idea, but it requires bodies, and bodies require money, and we need to get the money before we're going to get this kind of response. So just people ought to realize that hard, cold, nasty reality. Steve, you got your hand up.
I do. Unfortunate timing. I was going to ask Stephanie. Now, I've listened to the meetings and I listened to what she says. From what I understand, all the DMs have access to their station's bank accounts, and they should be able to provide the local station board treasurers or whoever else a monthly report on the cash flows. Am I correct in that?
You are correct, yes.
So why don't we just do that? Ask the GMs to give us monthly cash flows, and I think we can intuit the financial situation of the foundation that way. And it's not full audit level, but it's certainly functional. So we could do both. This thing needs a lot more work. I'm with Fred. I like the aspirational aspects of it. Someday, but today is not that day.
You care to respond, Stephanie, or should I go to Thomas?
No, I love timelines. I love, you know, SOPs. I love all of that. But one thing to take into consideration is that this recommendation, some of it is only one day apart. You know, like the station management finalizes and reviews the P&Ls, and then day 15, I mean, which is just one day, consolidated statements are put out. There's eight statements that need to be done. It's 5 stations, the archives, the affiliates, and the national office. And then those 8 all have to talk to each other and turn into the consolidated for the Pacifica Foundation. So whereas this works well if you have an accounting staff and you're working with one station, this is multiplied by 8 and then turned into one consolidated. So if there's one issue or a change on one of the financials for one of the divisions, it will then in turn affect the main consolidated and the whole process starts. So it's a great concept and I love it, but one day or 2 days to get 8 different things done, no one person could do that.
That's a staff of 10.
No two people could do that.
Thomas, you're next.
No three people.
Thank you. I agree. I think, again, as I said in the last meeting, I think Stephanie and her team are doing a great job to recover from where it appears the foundation had been, and we're making progress, and I want to encourage that. But it's also good to, you know, establish best practices as we can, and I wanted that to stay on the agenda, and that's why I included it. And I want to just, because it sounded like you were running to shut this meeting down, and I wanted to mention why I included strategic plan, and it's exactly the same. It's aspirational, but it's critical. I want to go out and solicit money, but I got to tell a story, and I got to tell people, like, what's our priorities? And we need to put this stuff in our strategic plan, right? We need to build a staff that can get us timely reports. We need to know what that cost is going to be, and we got to say why that's important. And I think the training, my last point that was in items I want to continue to get feedback on here, is the training initiative that Stephanie has mentioned previously. To me, that sounds like a great thing. We went out, we found some funding to fit a need that works across the enterprise. And I haven't heard any more about it through change. So maybe I'm not on the mailing list, but I'd like to hear more about that and see if that's a model that could maybe be used for strategic planning. Maybe we can find a foundation that will support us to help us get our strategic alignment. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Would you mind if I put that on the screen? Thomas, would you mind if I put that on the screen? Your suggestion?
No, knock yourself out.
This is what the items are suggested by Tom Chase. You can all read it. Type's big. Ideas are great. It does require, you know, more bodies. I used to run a magazine that we ran over $50,000 a month in expenses, and we worked our accountant to the bone. And this is a much, much bigger operation. It is, I can see that.
And it's a blessing. We've survived, 48 years in DC and I don't know, since 1946 or whatever with the foundation. No doubt about it. We need more resources, but we need to tell that story. And I think that's important. Thank you.
I think we're getting around to telling that story. I think it makes a difference. I'm going to stop share now, and you all got that, on the agenda. I see, Paul Martin's hand up. Paul, can you unmute, sir?
Okay, I am unmuted. All right. I wanted to discuss something else, but I'll talk about this and maybe we could discuss something else or whatever. But the thing is, yes, I looked at, Kamau's suggestion, and yes, those are all good. And I'm basically agreeing with people. I want to bring something up. One of the issues with gee whiz, the budgets are so often late and often get done only inside the fiscal year that they're a part of, and sometimes not all budgets get done within that fiscal year. The reason why the budget timelines fall apart all the time is because management manages to not get there. They have a hard time keeping up with the suggestions and the timelines. And I sent like a bunch of timelines 2 months ago or something. And if you look at those, they're not terribly tremendous for the budgets, but it does require some stuff on an agenda, and is a timeline, and they are not met. So LSBs are sitting there, and the LSBs say, well, we have a July 31st deadline, and here it is, June 30th. And, gee, are we going to get to see it at all? It hasn't gone anywhere. So yes, there are issues with having management be able to handle this stuff. And sometimes governance will load stuff onto management that makes it very difficult for them. So, I agree. We probably could use some more people. Good luck for us with that. All right. And I will have something else later if we get past this.
Well, Susan, you've got your hand up and Dennis has got his hand up. Actually, let's let Dennis talk. He hasn't spoken yet. Dennis,
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, I understand that, you know, some of this is aspirational, to a degree, but, I think it's very important that we, take steps to hold ourselves accountable. And, you know, you get into a chicken and egg thing about having more staff in order to, you know, to do the accounting, but without getting ourselves on track and holding ourselves to a better schedule, and not being so late all the time and trying to establish some standard practices, then we're not going to be in a position, to hire and maintain staff. So I just like to, you know, I think it would be important for us to go on the record as, trying to establish some sound accounting principles. That's all.
Let me ask, is there anybody here on this meeting that objects to us going on the record to approve what our executive director has set out as our agenda, as our calendar? If you object to it, speak up. Otherwise, let's just assume that this is a new day. We are doing new things. We're moving forward. I'm pretty excited by what we've got here, and I intend to stick with it. I'm aware, as we all were who attended the NFT meeting last week, that some of the management people who failed to do their job made it hard for the rest of us. So, Susan, your hand's up.
Yeah, strategic planning is great, but a basic thing we have to do is to be ready to have, as Tom said, a good story, in order to reach out to potential donors. Not having the audits has been a fundamental problem. So making them a priority is necessary. Also, estimating how much it would take to build an accounting and HR capability, 300K is a good estimate. 300K a year, and that's without rebuilding the Great Plains catastrophe of an accounting system. That's probably another 250. So we have to be realistic. What Kamau put together, lovely. Lovely for one station. Best practices, simple. Any organization that's got regular money, we, by the way, are in a cash insolvency. And have been since 2022 when we adopted policies for how to handle layoffs. The fact that this foundation has been able to reduce our debt by half is just extraordinary, but we are still not out of the woods. So I'd love to see that, but I want to ask how many, we have two stations that are not making full central services payments. How many people on this call have raised $10,000 apiece? How many LSBs have raised any money? Let me know that. And then I think you've got standing to wag your finger at what we're not getting done.
Okay, let's try to keep it.
I'm sorry, was that directed at me?
No, it was directed at all of us. It was directed at all of us.
Thomas.
I'm not following this discussion, I guess.
Yeah, let this discussion go, please. Let's just stop. James Haggerton, I'm going to put you up next because Steve has already spoken twice.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to ask if I'm on my phone in my car. I wanted to ask if what Thomas was screen sharing there was part of the agenda.
It is.
Okay, thank you.
And I was screen sharing it. Okay, Steve, you're up.
Yeah. I don't think she was directed that at anybody. It's the foundation as a whole. We all make demands on it. We could take a lot of meeting time and get on the phone and start reaching out to lapsed donors and probably do more than some of these committees are getting done. Just not pointing at anybody. It's just a structural issue in the foundation. I had a couple of, I had technical problems, and my question about the FCJC loan and how we're handling that in budgets, I don't think I heard that answer, or I know I didn't hear it, but it may have been answered. I'm sorry if I asked it again. And I did want to get something on the agenda about the definition of self-sustaining. It's in the bylaws. All the stations should be as self-sustaining as possible, but I've never seen that definition articulated, and I can't think of any other place to get that done in the finance committee. And but I did want to make another observation that at the WBAI finance committee last week, Berthold was there, and I know we had a lot of questions for Berthold, but I don't know if anybody had an opportunity to get any answers. If they did, I'd love to hear them. That's it.
Okay, I'm going to suggest that we have had a very exhausting and full meeting today. I think that it's really important that we look at sustainability, and we have now brought that up, and I'm going to ask everybody to think about that and try to work on it and try to figure out how we're going to move that forward. Steve, I'm going to ask you to do something personally. I'm going to ask you to reach out to just KPFA and get a list of all the donors who are not who are not currently giving to us, so you can put together, or somebody can put together a list.
You mean lapsed donors?
Lapsed donors. And I will personally make phone calls. And okay. I hope that other folks at other stations will do the same. I see three hands up. I don't know if they're legacy. One is from Susan, one is from James, one is from Paul Martin. Susan's not, James's or Paul Martin, are those legacy hands, or you want to wish to speak?
I just put mine up.
Okay, Jay.
Yeah, I wanted to just add a comment.
Okay, please, add a comment.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to say, you know, it's not just outreach to donors, which is important to have audits and, you know, financials in a row and audits properly approved and done. You know, it's maintaining our 501c3 tax status. It's maintaining our, you know, ability to raise funds over the air. So it's our basic existence is on the line when the financials go unaddressed for so long. And I just want to say that, when I first took over this committee a few years ago, we hadn't had budgets for like 5 years or something. So this is all part of a steady progress to getting it together. And I certainly am happy to see that. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Mr. Martin?
Okay, and I am not muted. Okay. Yeah, I want to bring up how we're going to do these things. First thing, it would definitely be good if on future agendas, I assume the chair makes up the agenda, if on future agendas, the bottom agenda item be new business, because that's sort of what we're doing right here, and it would be good if we put that in. You know, it would be good, I think. And the other thing is, we had some discussions earlier about Robert's rules and getting things done quickly. And I think we need to understand that doing things in an orderly way will actually take up less time than bulling things through. And that's been my experience over decades. So I think everybody... I want to appeal to everybody to think about that so that maybe we will not run into too much yelling and stuff on the committee and do things in a proper way so that months from now we don't have somebody saying, wait, we never passed that. That can be a problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I hear a move to adjourn?
So moved.
I'm moved. Oh, darn it. I was second.
Any objection to adjourning? Hearing no objection. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. I know that this can be stressful. I know finance is always stressful. But I think that we are really moving in the right direction. I really feel good about our staff. I feel good about this committee. And I feel good about my handling of Robert's rules.
Fred, can I just ask?
Yeah.
I was trying to save the chat and unable to do it. And so I'm wondering, will we have access?
Let's see if I can do that. I don't know that I can do that, but if I can, I will. Meeting group chat. Let's see. Meeting group chat. Save chat right there. Copy. Allegedly, I just saved the chat.
Wonderful.
And I will send it. I will put it on the IO after I add Stephanie to the IO thing. I'm not used to IOs. I'm used to Google groups, but, I'm winding my way around. And,
could I suggest that by Roberts, the chat is a side conversation and not quite legal? Just wanted to put that out there.
I've heard that discussion and I understand how that works. I'm going to ignore it for the time being and just share the chat because I'm an asshole. I think that it's useful for people to see what happened and to see, and henceforth, if that's a problem, we'll stop doing it. Okay. I'm going to end the meeting for everybody.
Thanks. Our quick question to our poll. If it's not an official part of the record, does it matter?
Okay. Yeah. See, that's what I didn't
want
to get.
That's not what Robert says.
I don't want to get into this, guys.
Okay.
I want to have a nice night. Goodbye, everybody.
Night all. I have another meeting right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Myla.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.